post-diagnosis Alzheimer's services are on the brink of financial collapse. How's that, eh? There are around 30,000 with dementia in this country who can't get the support they need. The organisations here have been underfunded for decades, but a global Alzheimer's report says it's a problem basically everywhere. About 85% of people could be missing out on care. Now, Alzheimer's New Zealand, they asked the government for $9 million. They were turned down. The Chief Executive, Catherine Hall's with us. Catherine, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
$1.10 a day per person.
Yeah, it's no wonder that the local Alzheimer's and dementia organisations are really struggling, isn't it?
You can't get a burger at McDonald's for $1.10. You can't buy coffee. You can't do what the hell do you do with $1.10?
Well, you know, actually, the local Alzheimer's and dementia organisations work really hard. They do a lot of fundraising to try and provide services, but of course, they can't provide services to everyone when the funding is at that level.
What would $9 million have got you if the government had given it?
So what $9 million does is, it's a band-aid. You know, I have to be honest about that. What it would do is it would mean that those organisations are could carry on doing what they're doing. They could start to do a little bit more, so reach out further into their communities and deliver services to a few more. And that's really important because the health service is going through a big change at the moment. There are going to be new, and we hope, better services coming along, but our concern is that these services could fall over in the meantime, so things could get worse.
And of course, we've got increasing numbers of dementia, haven't we? All over the world, in the Western world, we've got increasing numbers, so we should be increasing funding and attention and support services and everything, shouldn't we?
That's right. I mean, we've got increasing numbers of people with dementia because we've got an ageing population. And, of course, that's not a surprise. So we should be ready for this and we should have done all the work to prepare. We haven't. So we're starting late and those changes are now really urgent.
Is there a debate to be had around the prevention or diagnosis side of the equation earlier on, therefore thus saving you more money in the latter part of the story?
Oh, absolutely, on both sides of that. So there is a lot that we now know about what was called the modifiable risk factors relating to dementia, the things that could reduce the likelihood of developing dementia. And our view is that New Zealand should be actively using that evidence to reduce the number of people in the future. But at the same time, it's enormously difficult to get a diagnosis in New Zealand. Probably at best 50% of people manage to get a diagnosis. And, you know, we don't think that that is in question for any other condition.
No.
We don't think it should be for dementia either.
I would agree. If I went to Andrew Little and asked him, what would he say, do you think? Would he counter you? Would he argue against you? Would he agree with you? Where would he be at?
Well, I mean, I think that Cabinet has endorsed the action plan that we and others in the sector wrote this year. So I have to assume that government understands that this is a big and growing problem and things need to change. So I can't speak for the minister. All I can say is that they have said no to our request for $9 million.
Nice to talk to you, Catherine. I wish you were the best. Catherine Hall, Alzheimer's New Zealand Chief Executive.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.